For months now, the state of California has been reeling from the disastrous effects of electric utility deregulation. With blackouts, brownouts, and the threat of bankruptcy for the state's largest electric companies, the crisis has taken on importance beyond California's borders, threatening, some say, the floundering national economy. The Bush administration is taking full advantage of the crisis to promote its policy of expanding energy exploration and the weakening of environmental standards. But consumer advocates say the crisis is not the result of an energy shortage so much as the unbridled greed of the utilities themselves, who pushed through deregulation legislation in 1996. They point out that a 1998 referendum, sponsored by consumer and environmental groups, that would have repealed deregulation and averted the crisis, was defeated by a $40 million campaign waged by the utilities. In a scheme backed by California's Democratic Governor Gray Davis, the state will invest billions to save the utilities from bankruptcy in exchange for stock options, a solution that is criticized by many as a conflict of interest for state regulators who control electric rates. Between the Lines, Scott Harris spoke with energy activist Harvey Wasserman, author of The Last Energy War, The Battle Over Utility Deregulation, who takes a critical look at California's electric power disaster and the various remedies offered to repair the damage.
The utility deregulation bill, AB 1890, which was passed unanimously by the California legislature in 1996, was written in the offices of Southern California Edison. They set this whole thing up. And the reason they set it up was so that they could rip off from the ratepayers and these taxpayers up to $28.5 billion in so-called stranded cost rebates. That's their euphemism for taking money out of the public pocket to pay for their bad investments, most importantly their nuclear plant. The line was the same. They said basically, well, we'll have competition, and down the road, because of competition, your electric rates will go down. But in the meantime, you have to pay us off for all these ridiculous nuclear and bad coal burners and all these other plants that we built that are unprofitable. And so in California, the utilities walked away with more than $20 billion. And what they did was they shuttled that money out of the actual distribution companies and to the parent companies. And so these distribution companies, Pacific Gas and Electric and Southern California Edison, which are claiming that they're about to go bankrupt, actually shuffled, you know, they brown bagged $20 billion, all in small bills, to their parent companies. And now the parent companies are refusing to account for that money. And the distribution companies are claiming they're about to go bankrupt. You know, this is something that would make Al Capone quite proud. What the other thing that happened was the utilities that wrote this bill made a miscalculation. They agreed to freeze rates to the consumers, which is, you know, only vaguely fair because they're stealing so much money for their stranded costs. And in exchange for that, they forgot to freeze the rates from the wholesale suppliers. Now, they figured that they'd have enough supply to deal with this, but they were forced to, basically, the bill asked them to divest from their themselves of their generating plants. And in most cases, they just shuffled the generating plants to the parent companies. And in fact, all the money that the distribution companies are losing is being made, or much of it is being made by the parent companies. So where PG&E and Southern California Edison, the distribution companies, are getting socked and losing a fortune, PG&E and Mission Energy, the parent companies, are making a fortune selling the electricity to their distribution companies. It's unbelievable that they're getting away with this. Now, some of the facilities that they sold, the generators, they did sell to companies like Enron, which is the biggest natural gas distributor in the country, and also George Bush's biggest single financial contributor, and another Texas company called Reliant. There's one called Dynergy. There's Duke Power from North Carolina. These companies went in and bought up generating facilities, and they're making out like bandits. They're manipulating the grid. They're playing games with the supply and demand curve, and they're making billions of dollars with the pretense that there's not enough electricity, which is nonsense. There's plenty of electricity. They're just making a fortune. And now they're using it as an excuse to bust the Clean Air Act and lift environmental restrictions on these polluting coal and gas and oil burners. And they're even talking about building new nuclear plants, although that one ain't going to happen. So it's an astounding scam. Totally amazing.
Just a question about the proposed solution from, as you described them, the new Democrat, Governor Gray Davis of California. From what I understand, they're going to exchange a state bailout in California of the major utilities there for stock options And some people have raised questions about a conflict of interest for the state of California in being a stockholder in these major utility companies at the same time these state regulatory boards have to determine rates for consumers. But beyond that, what's your view of the plan to make things right in California as it sits now?
It's ridiculous. I mean, they're giving them hundreds of million dollars. They should be buying assets, you know, buying power plants, buying infrastructure, and turning it over to the municipalities. There's only one form of electric power control that works, and that's public power and primarily municipal power. California is obviously too big to have a single state-run utility. What you need to do, and what Gray Davis isn't doing, the governor of California, typical spineless new Democrat, took $600,000 in contributions from the utility companies. They're using all this state money to bail out the utilities to make sure they don't go bankrupt and all this stuff, and they should go bankrupt. And what should happen is that the state should be buying assets with the bailout money, and they should turn those assets around and have a statewide network of municipal-owned utilities. There's two utilities in California that have thrived in this crisis, the Sacramento Municipal Utility District and the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power, and they are both municipal-owned. They have a much higher percentage of renewables. They do efficiency, and they're actually their rates have not gone up, and they've actually made money exporting power to the rest of the grid. So what we hope will happen in California is this crisis will spawn a whole movement. I know that it looks like it's going to be on the ballot in San Francisco for municipals to get together and to take over their utility companies.
That was Harvey Wasserman, author of The Last Energy War, The Battle Over Utility Deregulation, published by Seven Stories Press. You've been listening to Between the Lines, a weekly program presenting news and analysis of critical issues affecting our region, the nation, and the world. Between the Lines is produced by WPKN Radio's Public Affairs and News Departments. If you have suggestions for topics and guests, or would like a cassette copy of today's program, please contact Between the Lines by calling area code 203-331-9756. Or write to Between the Lines, care of WPKN Radio, 244 University Avenue, Bridgeport, Connecticut, 06604. You can also visit our website at www.btlonline.org. Our theme music was written and performed by Mikata. This week's program was produced by Scott Harris, with the assistance of Harry Minot, Archibald Curry, Anna Manzo, Bob Nixon, and Jeff Yates. For Between the Lines, I'm Denise Manzari.